officer. What is your name?
Edwin Mejia. M-E-J-I-A.
Sir, the Honorable David Mills is going to be conducting your hearing.
Okay.
Good morning, sir. Would you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Edwin Mejia, 144270.
Mejia, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm trying not to butcher it too bad.
That's okay.
Okay. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Education from the city this morning, left to your community supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members that are going to conduct your hearing. We have very far right, Honorable Michael C. King Wright, then it's the Honorable Gail Whitmore, and Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Mills, I'm being hearing me. Also with us today, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections. We have also represented the parole office today. So by the hearing, sir, you received a notification for advisory of this board hearing. You read that form?
Yes.
Yeah, that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Myself.
Okay, at this time, we're swearing in Mr. Westby in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God, or do you still affirm?
Yes, sir.
The hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. Phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. If they've been violated, then in phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I do, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number five, as demonstrated by your arrest for being in actual physical control of the vehicle while impaired on or about July 27, 2018 in Pinal County, Arizona. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
All right, so based on the admissions of Mr. Mejia, I'm going to find that he was immunified in the delinquent as a matter of terms of business supervision, and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in the criminal areas for company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Ms. Wittenhouse, and Clayton. Okay, so we're going to move to phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Westby's going to give some background information. So stay on the line, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Westby.
Mr. Mejia was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on May 15th, 2017. He was arrested on July 28th, 2018 by EDC staff. No one charges, actually. There were some charges on here regarding the make-in report, excuse me. Oh, there's charges pending, apparently. I have a status of charges here. It says for Eagle and Justice Court to charge was dismissed for two counts of DUI without prejudice on August 20th, 2018. The charges can be reinstated within the next year. So it looks like there were two DUI charges that were pending. He was back in DOC custody on July 19th, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of July 15th, 2019. There are 0 scum days. Current conviction, 2004, sexual conduct with a minor, 15 years. Prior convictions, 1999, flight from law vehicle, 1.5 years. 1999, kidnapping, 5 years. This is his second term in DOC. CUIR score is a 3.3, mental health score is a 3, substance abuse score is a 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2003, TIS release, completed 3 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs, alcohol, disorderly conduct, and violence noted. Other arrests, there's none listed. His community risk score is a G2V4. He is a level 3 sex offender, registerable, notifiable, SVP reviewable. Victims for age is 14 and 15. DCAC is cited in court docs.
Thank you, sir. So you said the DUI charges were pending?
Yes, I got an email here from Maria Gomez, dated Tuesday, September 11th, and states on here, federal arrest by AZ, Arizona DPS Trooper Foster for two counts of DUI and transport to Pinal County Jail. Per Illinois Justice Court, charges were dismissed without prejudice on August 20th, 2018. That charges can be reinstated within the next year.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to go over a summary of the case supervision at this time. Looks like you started out in May of 2017 at Framer residence, and then you had sanctions at the ITH. And the ITH again from December to March of December 17, March 2018. And then back to family residence and then MEP at the 1275 West Carter Pass Boulevard in Tucson, and then that's for a built model. And then the WOP, WOP program. And then it was July of 2018, you rented a residence at 8176 South Alice and Vale Lane in Tucson, Arizona. And you were there until you arrived, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then, for employment, looks like you worked a good deal of the time in construction and then independent contractor company, Borderland Construction and Lee's Asphalt Incorporated. Wow. Working for an asphalt company in July, that was pretty intense, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little warm, but I was just thankful to have a job.
Yes, well, years and years ago, I was in that same sort of position. Work was slow, and you take anything you can find.
Exactly.
I actually did. I was offered a hot knot roofing job at one time in my life, and I said, I don't want a job that bad. So,
I'd do it.
So you were assigned a task, and also most of your jobs were negative, but then you had a positive in July from F. And one in November from F, and then May of this year, you had another one for amphetamines, which was probably from F. So, how is your road situation now, sir?
I'm good with the drugs. I mean, I haven't done the last one. It was a failure to produce. You know, I'd like to start off by saying I feel horrible. I'm disgusted with myself. You know, there's no reason why I should be back here. My parents raised a good individual. I didn't have problems with drugs, and thankful to PRC in Tucson, Pima Reentry Center, they helped me get over the drug problem. It took them two tries to put me in treatment, but the last one on May, ever since I finished my last drug treatment, I haven't used any drugs, I haven't wanted any drugs, but my problem was I wasn't looking out for the alcohol, you know what I mean? I wasn't a heavy drinker, but every once in a while I drink one or two, and this particular day I was stupid enough to get behind the wheel. You know, there's no excuse for me being here, nobody's fault but my own. I do feel I have completed or conquered the meth, you know what I mean? That is totally out of my system. I'm thankful for that, and again, like I say, I'm thankful for PRC. There are a couple of things that I'd like to point out, if you give me just a moment. Gainful employment, I'm very happy that I was able to work the whole entire time I was out there. I was not in rehab, and I did not revert to any type of criminal activity to support my family or myself. For that, I am proud of. Another thing that I am proud of is I gave back a lot to the community, specifically at Pima Reentry. When I was there for the drug rehab, I was the number one volunteer. I installed floors for them, I did basketball courts, I put picnic tables, did anything that they needed me to do, I was the guy to do it. And for that, I am thankful. And other than that, you know, I wish I had opportunity to take care of financially for my family. You know, that's the main reason I wanted to get out. Other than that, I'm guilty, you know what I mean? I'm not here to snow anybody or try to get over on anybody. You know, I'm disgusted with myself for letting myself get back in this situation. And any consideration that you folks have, I put everything in the Lord's hand, and I know it'll be just fine.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. No questions? Okay, sir, the board will be going into the discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think that we're addressing you, but we won't be. But we ask you to stay on the phone, just remain silent. And once we make this determination, I'll be back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the board's now in discussion. Well, this is another unfortunate one. Looks like he was working well and doing things pretty much like he was supposed to. When he tested positive for meth, they sanctioned it, and he completed two different drug programs and finally graduated on June 17th, and it looks like, you know, the deal was trying real hard to keep him out, but in the mouth, we got intoxicated and got caught by DPS. I think he'd be very lucky that they dismissed those, even though it's without prejudice, they could come up again, but for the time being, he got out of trouble for that, but he did do it. He got arrested, he got taken in, he got run through the system. And although he was doing good on his drugs, he moved to alcohol. Based on everything I have here, I don't think he's a good candidate for return to community supervision at this time, but we'll listen to discussion from me and my fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay. So based on all information, board number 2018W2169, Mr. Neha's testimony and all the information from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Neha as a delinquent, violate the term condition of supervision, and have lapse or not lapse in the criminal ways for company.
Second.
Agreed. Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, and reading my announcement about the right. Okay, sir, the board has ordered the revoke your community supervision at this time. We would like to commend you for your work and your back part of it, and the fact that you at least did complete the drug programs and got off of that. We're so proud of you that we revoke your community supervision. You are scheduled, according to the paperwork we have, to be released July 15th. Of 2019. In the meantime, we would like.
I'm continuing with my AA, and I'm digging deep in my
well, that's what,
and I'm sure I'll be just fine.
Okay, make yourself a good plan for when you get out, so you can stay away from that stuff. It sounds like you are a hard worker, and if you stay motivated, you'll be successful when you get out. Okay.
I'm going to. Thank you for your time.
All right. Let's move this over here.
Put your seal to it. Thanks for coming. Put the CO3 on the line, sir.
Pardon me?
Could you put your CO3 on the phone?
Yes, sir.